Yo, 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 what's up? It's your boy Dave, man. Let me tell you something. I got my brother Chris here. We're going to discuss something. It's going to be a serious topic. A lot of y'all might not like it. I really don't care. But this is going to be a serious topic. Why we don't support black businesses? Because a lot of y'all are going to be like, oh, that's crazy. That's messed up. I don't give a crap what y'all say. Let me give you my experience. We out here in Dallas handling some business, all right? No need for y'all to know what I do. Because, you know what I mean? If I decide to let y'all know, let y'all know. But we out here handling some business, all right? And we decided to get we got an Airbnb rather than go to a hotel. Why? The reason we got an Airbnb is because, you know, I'm looking around for, you know, Airbnb, figuring out what's going on. Because we did an Airbnb in Maryland. And this is what's going to be the funny thing right here, yo. Is let's get it real. Let's just keep it gully. Let's keep it 100% here.
Keep it a banksy.
No doubt. So I'm gonna tell you why most black people don't support black businesses. It's because we don't do things right. It's just what it is. So I'm gonna break it down to you. So we come flying out to where we had to fly out to. All right. We land here, we got a little issues going on with the reservations for the car and all that. We get the car taken care of. Uh-huh. Now, the person that handled, and I'm gonna bring it down to you later on about why, what it is. The person that got the Airbnb that we're supposed to be staying at, we're calling. We land at 9 o'clock, all right? We got an issue with the rental. We don't get it until 10 o'clock. Now, mind you, this chick hits me, like what, 5 in the afternoon? Yo, when you landing? I say, yo, I'm checking in a little after 10. 9 o'clock we land, 10 o'clock we gotta get the car, and then I'll be checking in. We don't hear from this chick until maybe what, 12, 1 o'clock in the morning? Oh, these are the instructions. Hold up, you already got my change, you got my cash, but you not picking up.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, this is goofy. So now, we call Airbnb. They're like, oh, we're going to contact her. So I call Airbnb twice. They said, hey, we got to wait an hour, then we can refund your money. So the shit's been within that hour time. I'm like, all right, we good. We get to the place, right? There's no Wi-Fi. Well, actually, no. Let me rephrase that. I don't want to lie. There's Wi-Fi. But she has to have the lowest graded Wi-Fi ever.
Lowest that.
Right. Right now, I'm doing this podcast using my phone to as a hotspot. The joint not working. Period. Nothing working. The freaking Wi-Fi is not spooling up. We come in here. There's only one remote for two rooms. There's two bedrooms, two baths, right?
Man, he gotta wake me up at 4 o'clock in the morning to use my remote.
You know what I mean? Not only that, yo, my brother goes to take a shower, yo. Yo, all I hear is a dude say, damn! Freaking shower head goes flying off. Too much pressure. Broke his shower head.
Broke the whole joint.
Joint broke. Now, one of the things I have an issue with is when we don't support each other. But I get it now. Now, we're in Maryland. Oh, forget that. That's Airbnb, yo. They hit me back about some stuff. So listen, we're in Maryland, February 2020. White folks. We go into their crib, fridge full of water. They got some chips. They got refreshments. Kitchen full of everything. All right. Bathroom. 6, 7, 8 towels in that joint. Whole bunch of rags. The Airbnb we rented from the black person right now. 2 towels, 2 washcloths. Not only 2 washcloths, they have microfiber cloths that you wax your cars with to bathe with.
On your car. I couldn't even use it because if you ever try to use a microfiber washcloth, it you can't hold it in your hand properly. When you're trying to rub it on your skin. Now, if it's in your car, That's different.
Yep.
But you're trying to rub it on flesh. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
It don't work.
It don't work. So I actually had to wash up with my bare hands this morning.
You serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I put soap on my hands and I did this.
That's crazy.
I washed up my hands.
That's ridiculous.
So,
I'm going to be real with y'all. Y'all can hate me for this. Y'all can talk whatever y'all want. I'm not supporting no more black businesses like that. Not when it comes to my livelihood. You know, there's a lady that does a beer bomb. Now, I ain't going to lie. Her beer bomb is a bomb. It's the truth. I don't know if she does shipping like that. I'll support her. I'll even promote her. Her stuff was legit. I called her and was like, this. She was like, okay, I'll fix this up. There was nothing wrong with the joint, except the very first one that she gave me smelled very, very good. The second one didn't have that strong scent, but it's still the same thing. I called her. She said, thank you for the feedback. I've got this. And when you get back in town, I'll fix it. Now, I'm not saying all black businesses are jacked up, but you know what? When you're paying hundreds of dollars for something, it needs to be right. So when you hear somebody say, I don't really support that like that, it's because they've been through stuff. Like, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to keep it 100. And this might be wrong, but the next time I book an Airbnb, if I see a black face, I'm not booking it. I'm not. We don't take pride in the stuff that we do. It's crazy. I'm sitting here. We sitting here struggling to try. We like want to get on Wi-Fi. We want to watch a movie when we laying down sipping some Teleport or some Paul Masson apple. We can't even do that.
Can't.
We got to use our data service to watch a movie. We got to use our data service to move, to do anything. And then I'm calling the chick, and all she's doing is saying, do this. Unplug the router. Put it back in.
Just trying to stall.
That's it. I'm going to be real with y'all, yo. Y'all can listen. I don't care how y'all feel about me. It's not going to make me feel any type of way. I'm not going to lose no sleep. But that's why white businesses flourish. Because they are so focused on quality versus I'm just going to make my money and they'll be all right with it. That's corny. We ain't got no soap in here. I mean, we had to go out to the store. There was no... When we was in Maryland... White folks.
See, the thing with Airbnb, bro, when you book an Airbnb, you have to remember.
Yep.
You have to think of these companies, right? And the reason why we are, you know, putting a complaint in with Airbnb is because the business model that you guys structure is
right.
Supposed to be in competition with hotels.
Right.
You understand me? The reason why people take Uber is because they're in competition. Or it's more feasible to travel with Uber or Lyft than having your own vehicle. Otherwise, everyone would just go and get their own vehicle if they could. Uber and Lyft has tried to solve a problem which makes it a little bit more feasible to ride with them. Point being, Airbnb as a business understood that. So we come into the market, we're trying to compete with hotels.
Right.
Hotels have X, Y, and Z. If you're going to do business with us, you have to have X, Y, and Z.
Yep.
Now, I can go into a hotel. I can go down to the front lobby. I can get any toiletry I want.
Anything I want.
I don't have a front lobby here. I got a front door that leads me outside to the front of the store where I got to spend my money that I, you know, I already spent a lot to book the Airbnb.
Yep.
I go down to the lobby of a hotel. Hey, I need toothpaste. Hey, I need mouthwash.
Yep.
Hey, I need an extra pillow. Hey, I need this, that. It's not here.
Nope.
We don't have it. Now we got to go out, go to the store, right? You have to understand, we live in a world of convenience.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even about the price, right? It's not even about, okay, I got to spend more money. It's about now I got to go out. I might just be waking up at 7 o'clock in the morning, or I'm just getting in my Airbnb at 11 o'clock at night, and I realize, damn, I ain't got no toothpaste in this joint.
Right.
You know why? We flew.
Yep.
What if I flew and the airline threw X, Y, and Z out? Because you know you can only have a certain amount of ounces you know what I mean? What if they threw out my body wash?
Because
I thought that I could get it, you know, on the flight. They threw it out. I got here, it's 11 o'clock. I'm like, all right, cool, I ain't worried about it. Airbnb, don't have no body wash. Mm-hmm. I gotta be up at 7 o'clock in the morning. I got a business meeting. Now what? Now I gotta scramble to go get some body wash. Now I gotta go outside, get in my car, and drive to a store and get some body wash.
Mm-hmm.
You're in competition. Understand that. Versus me just walking downstairs, going to a lobby and saying, hey, I need some body wash. So people gotta understand. Also, you're in a business. You're in a business.
We gotta do better.
Gotta do better. You know what I mean? And I understand if you're new, you're new. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. They didn't give us
nothing.
The proper tools to succeed in business. I would understand it. And by us, I mean as a culture. I mean, you know, us black people. I love us. We gotta seek that out. We gotta stop thinking that it's gonna happen by accident or osmosis. It's gonna happen on purpose, not accident. We have to seek the information, the skills to run a business.
Mm-hmm.
This world don't set us up to run a successful business. We got to deliberately and intentionally do that. So if you think you can shortcut the shortcuts, you mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that. And that's what we're looking at right now. You try to shortcut the shortcut.
Amen to that.
We spent $800 for a week, and this is bull crap.
Yep.
This is bull crap.
On a $200 place.
If that. You understand me? So you got to stop trying to shortcut the shortcut. You just got $800 in 1 week. You can't spend $5 on toothpaste, on towels, You have to understand it. As a business owner, there's operating expenses.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go out. You have to supply. You have to supply.
Listen. People are so quick to say, you don't supply. You don't support black folks. Support black. You know what? The customer service with us sucks. It sucks. You got these white folks. You wonder why these white people are multi-billionaire. Yeah, there's billionaire black folks. But you wonder why there's so many white folks that are billionaires. Even though a lot of them do some shady stuff later on, but in the very beginning, they do everything they have to do. If you want some, like, I'll never, ever, ever, ever come back to this chick again. And I'll never promote her to anybody. The worst experience I've had. And she black. Come on, man.
Like, barely.
Right. And, you know, you remember that saying? Things that make you go, Why? Why would she even rent out a place like this? I'm pretty sure I'm not the first person to complain about what's going on in this crib here. So now I'm just waiting for Airbnb to figure it out and give me half my money, give me majority of my money back so I can go rent a real Airbnb. This is an Airbnb sucks. That's what this is. So, please don't get mad at your neighbor that's black and say, nah, I'm not supporting the black business, because you don't never know what's going on behind the scenes. Like, a lady I said, excuse me, I'm eating people. But the lady I said has a beard balm company, I'll support her and I'll promote her. Her goal is satisfaction. This person's goal here is to make a quick buck. That's all it is. No more, no less. Because if it was that serious, if she really, really cared about her people, she'd be sitting here busting her ass to make sure everything right.
Yep. Every time we had a little something to, you know, to kind of bring to her attention, she would be trying to resolve it instead of trying to push us off to the wayside.
Yep.
And try and stall it out.
Yep.
We're not here for a day or two. We're here for 7 days.
Yep.
How long do you think you can stall something out like,
right,
like not having good Wi-Fi where everything in the crib runs off of Wi-Fi?
Right. Right. So, people, let me tell you this right now. Next person that says support black businesses, I'm going to say I want to see reviews. Because my brother and I do real estate investing. our goal is not to shortchange anybody or do anybody dirty.
At all.
Our goal is to help people get out of situations that they can't manage, whether we make a whole bunch of profit or not. Because there's people out there that are struggling, that need help. And our goal is to help them. If we're flying from Philadelphia way out to wherever we are right now, we want to come to a place towards like the comforts of home. We're not going to leave the comforts of our home to come to a sub-level place. If we wanted to do that, we would fly to a third world country, for real, for real. We left our home that has beautiful, powerful, awesome Wi-Fi to come to a place that doesn't even work.
Exactly.
That's not what we paid $800 for. Crazy. So please, before you want to demean somebody for not supporting a black business, figure out why. I'm gonna be real with y'all. Y'all gonna listen to this? Y'all gonna talk bad about me and my brother? Y'all gonna be like, oh, that's crazy. I will never. And this is bad, bad taste. Because you know what? Once burnt, twice shy. I'm never, ever, ever going to do an Airbnb from another black person. Mm-hmm. And that's real rap. White people take pride in their thing because it's a business to them. It's not a luxury. Their goal is to feed their family. You can feed your family from this place once or twice because you're going to get somebody like me who's going to come in here. I mean, we don't care that there ain't no TV in the living room. Even though we wish there was, we don't care because we can, you know, figure something out. But when you ain't got no Wi-Fi, that's ridiculous. Today's society runs off of the internet. We run a very successful real estate business, and we can't even... If we want to go get internet, we got to go to a god darn Starbucks. We can't even do it. We can't run anything from this place. We can't submit offers. We can't. I mean, there's nothing we can do. And once our phones run out of data, because we're over here trying to do hotspots from our phones, then we're strictly beat. Now we got to go to a Starbucks. So, with that being said, people, focus on who really does business the right way. And that, with that being said, we out, yo. You got anything else to add, brother?
Hey, man, look, man. He's here to set it all. He's going to set it all, you know? You know, we should try to support, but, you know, you'd be selective,
can't.
Man. So, yeah.
Can't.
I can't put another bet up.
Nope, we're tired. We're done. So now we just waiting for Airbnb to get back to us. Refund me whatever money I get. We can go get a real Airbnb from a white folk. Nah, far from prejudice, just being real. So with that, this is your boy Dave and your boy Chris. We out. Hope y'all listen to this and get some understanding. You got any questions? The email is DLEE9206@gmail.com. DLEE9206@gmail.com. Y'all stay up. Be cool. Peace.